Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. Thanks for joining us on this week of the Great Rosary Campaign. As I said at the beginning of this campaign, we're in very dark times and we need to fight evil with the most powerful weapons we have available to us. And the Rosary, and especially doing it with penance, is one of the most powerful weapons we have. As we said at the first announcement video, this is a year-long mission for the conversion of cultural leaders to the faith. We want everybody around the same altar, the same Eucharist. And so every week we're going to announce a call to prayer for specific fallen away Catholics or Catholics who may need particular strength, and for non-Catholics. So the Rosary target for this week is Senator J.D. Vance and his wife. We're obviously in this election season in the U.S. The U.S. is the single most powerful country in the world. And so in these weeks leading up to the election, we're going to be praying for everybody involved in the election who's on the ballot. Last week we did Vice President Harris and Governor Waltz. And this week is going to be J.D. Vance and his wife. His wife is not a Catholic, so we want to offer the rosary for her conversion. And I don't know how his kids are being raised, and so we definitely hope that his children end up being Catholics themselves. Also, you know, Senator Vance, in many ways I like him a lot, but I have also been disturbed by some of the comments he's made about abortion and IVF, and it doesn't seem that there's a full support for the dignity of human life from conception to natural death. And so we need to pray for Senator Vance in particular that whatever issues there may be in this regard, as far as receiving Holy Communion or just the state of his soul, that he returns to the Catholic position of completely supporting the dignity of human life from conception to natural death. So once more, I want to emphasize that the Rosary is really important for many reasons, but there's really three. It's to keep the faith, moral renovation for ourselves and others, and for conversion. So that's why we're praying it. And remember, there's a few key biblical themes that is really important to this Great Rosary Campaign. The first is we pray for our brethren, fellow Catholics, whether they're falling away, whether they're doing great, we're called to pray for one another. Next one is we pray for our enemies. Our Lord commanded this. This is in many ways, the hardest thing to do, right? You pray for those who are hurting you, but that's what we're called to do. So we're praying for our enemies, the non-Catholics who need to come back to the faith, or Catholics who are falling away within the church who need to come back to the faith as well. Next one is we're going to pray for all men, particularly leaders and those in authority. And so that's why, especially in the lead-up to the election, we need to be praying for everybody on the ballot. We're focusing, of course, on the presidential and the vice presidential offices, but you need to pray for everybody up and down the ballot. This is a really key election. The world is in an extremely precarious state, so be praying for all men, and particularly the leaders and those in authority. The next one is we're going into battle with the Ark, like the Ark that went around Jericho for 7 days, and on the seventh there was a great victory. This week we are going to be going around these prayer targets, Senator Vance and his wife and their whole family, and we are hoping and praying that on the seventh day, this Saturday, which is devoted to Our Lady, there will be great graces that are delivered to them for the sake of their souls. Next, remember, evangelism and apologetics is not just making arguments. It consists of four things if we're going to do it like saints: love, arguments, prayer, and penance. And finally, we know that as we do this publicly, we as Catholics, we're going to get accused of all sorts of things: idolatry, worshiping Mary, worshiping the saints, all that sort of ridiculous stuff. I used to believe that kind of stuff, so I'm empathetic with those who make it. I believe many of them are doing so with good intentions. They're just confused and they don't know the truth. So when you get that kind of response for participating in the Great Rosary Campaign, don't return evil for evil. Return good for evil. Say kind things to them. Pray for them. And I think that'll be an amazing witness for us Catholics to give to the world, that we're not only praying for our enemies, but when they're reviling us and spitting in our faces, we are going to say kind things to them and reemphasize that we love them and we're praying for them. Finally, this week's suggested penance, it's going to be spend some time in adoration. Many of you probably already do, but adoration, for those who don't know, it's when we Catholics get in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, where we believe our Lord Jesus Christ is the real presence, body, soul, body, blood, soul, and divinity. It's an amazing practice. It's been transformative in my own life. The peace that is present before the Blessed Sacrament is astounding and otherworldly. So this week's suggested penance is to spend some time in adoration, especially for Senator Vance, his wife, and their children. With that, we'll close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you, and on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.